Good morning. Today's scripture passage comes from Psalm 73, which is appointed for today's evening prayer. We will focus on verses 21 through 28. They read, "When my mind became embittered, I was sorely wounded in my heart. I was stupid and had no understanding. I was like a brute beast in your presence. Yet I am always with you. You hold me by my right hand. You will guide me by your counsel, and afterwards receive me with glory. Whom have I in heaven but you? And having you, I desire nothing upon earth. Though my flesh and my heart should waste away, God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. Truly those who forsake me will perish. You destroy all who are unfaithful. But it is good for me to be near God. I have made the Lord God my refuge." These verses have a strong Lenten tone to them, reminding us that we will fall short. Our minds will wander, our hearts will follow. But even in these moments of sin, we are still connected to God. God is forever holding our hand, feeding us with hope and faith in order to sustain us. God is faithful in his promise to be our steadfast guide. It is always our choice whether or not we choose to move closer to redemption or to evil. I invite you to reflect with me today on our movements between sin and redemption. As we navigate our days, we are also constantly making choices and swaying between responses that bring us closer to God or more distant. But how aware are we of these sways? When making decisions, do we incorporate prayer into the process? Do we make time and space for God to be our guide? Have we established a relationship with God that is a friendship, where we can call upon his insights on a regular basis? Today's closing prayer may be found on page 461 of the Book of Common Prayer, the Collect for Trust in God. Let us pray. O God, the source of all health, so fill my heart with faith in your love, that with calm expectancy I may make room for your power to possess me, and gracefully accept your healing through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. I invite you to call back tomorrow for a new devotion or sign up for my blog, Inner Altar, to automatically receive each devotion in your inbox. Gracious Father, whose blessed Son Jesus Christ came down from heaven to be the true bread which gives life to the world, evermore give us this bread, that he may live in us and we in him, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.